the coffee. A glance at her wrist unit told her she had plenty of time if she wanted breakfast. So what the hell? She programmed it for a couple of blueberry pancakes. She went back to the closet for her boots. She was a tall, lean woman, currently wearing khaki-colored pants and a blue tank. Her hair was short, choppy in style, and brown, with lighter streaks teased out by that mean and brilliant sun. It suited her angular face, with its wide brown eyes and generous mouth. There was a shallow dent in her chin, a feature her husband, Rourke, liked to trace with the fingertip. Despite the heat she'd face when she stepped outside the big, blissfully cool bedroom, outside the big, blissfully cool house, she pulled out a lightweight jacket and tossed it over the weapon harness she had draped over the back of the sofa in the sitting area. Her badge was already in her pocket. Lieutenant Eve Dallas grabbed her coffee and pancakes out of the auto chef, plopped down on the sofa, and prepared to enjoy a luxurious breakfast before clocking in for a day as a murder cop. With a feline psychic sense when food was involved, the fat cat Galahad appeared out of nowhere to leap on the